621 1320 WILS. Megyn Kelly announcing today, shocking the broadcasting world, saying she is leaving Fox News and she is going to NBC, even though it looks like they're going to pay her less than what Fox offered. What does this mean for Fox News and the broadcast news business? Cliff Kincaid is with us, director of the Accuracy and Media Center, AIM.org. Cliff, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be back with you.
Yeah, what do you think led to her decision to go over to NBC?
It's hard to figure out. Apparently, some things factored in, like family, like the problems she says she encountered at Fox News in terms of the alleged sexual harassment. But let's make it clear, Michael, she's not really a journalist. I mean, she's an entertainer. We can call this broadcasting, but that's really stretching the term. I mean, have you seen her latest book? The book cover? She's half naked.
Let me ask you, the issues with Roger Ailes, do you have any doubt in your mind that he was in fact sexually being inappropriate with women there?
Well, you know, I wasn't there. Apparently, she preceded that by saying many months before that she thanked Roger Ailes for helping her career, and then she turns around and writes a book, and all of a sudden these allegations appear. I don't know how much money she got for the book. They probably sold some more copies as a result. You know, none of this is really newsworthy. I mean, she's an entertainer. She sells sex. It's always been her brand, and she's making a ton of money, but this isn't journalism.
Okay. Now, what about her? I mean, besides the visual aspect of her, how does she not qualify as a journalist in your view?
Well, she wasn't really trained as a journalist. She was a lawyer initially. You know, in this day and age, as you know, you don't have to be trained to be a journalist. You just say, hey, I'm a journalist. I'm going to blog. I'm going to write. And you hang up the shingle, and that's what you call yourself. I mean, I'm not trying to single out Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all of this stuff is really entertainment. And, of course, though, at Fox News, we have to admit that there has been a tendency over the years to hire the good-looking women. They have to be sexy, and they have to be attractive.
Now, what does this do to Fox News with Megyn Kelly leaving? Do you see this hurting the network?
Not really. I mean, from my conservative perspective, I thought she was not as conservative as I would have liked. I remember her bad interview with Bill Ayers, the terrorist. That wasn't very good. Plus, she makes some boneheaded comments, like remember the time when she said Santa Claus was a white person? And these things, you know, again, these are mistakes. Mistakes are made. But frankly, I'd like to see them clean house at Fox News. I'd like to see them get rid of Shepard Smith. He should go over to MSNBC or NBC. And let's make the network even more conservative. Let's bring on some Sean Hannity clones.
Do you think that's where the network's heading right now?
No, I think there's a big tug of war there because the Rupert Murdoch kids, one of whom is very liberal, a former friend of Al Gore, I think they're trying to move it towards the center, even left of center, and they were hoping to re-sign Megyn Kelly to the tune of $20 million.
So because she actually took a pay cut, right, to go to NBC?
That's the way it sounds, but, you know, when you're dealing, I don't know if you make $10 million a year or more, but when you're dealing with that kind of money, what's a million or so?
Yeah. So you're thinking the Murdochs themselves are trying to bring this, turn it more into a CNN-type channel? Is that it?
Yeah, because look, from their perspective, they've already got a corner on the conservative audience, the conservative base, and by moving to the left, they try to bring in some of the more center-left people, some of those viewers. Now, I think that's a screwy strategy. I don't think they're ever going to really try to appeal to or really get people from that perspective. I think that audience has been sewn up by CNN and MSNBC. But I do think that if this whole brouhaha just reinforces the idea that this is really not news.
What about now, Bill O'Reilly? His contract may be running out soon. Do you think there's a chance that he might leave Fox also?
Well, again, sometimes there's personal things that factor into these decisions. Mm-hmm. Like I indicated, there's some reports that Megyn Kelly didn't want to do her late night show because she wanted a better schedule. She wanted to be home with her kids. That's what I would be concerned about if I was somebody in that position. And likewise, Bill O'Reilly, you know, he's had some personal problems, a sexual harassment suit. He divorced his wife. Mm-hmm. He's been battling over custody of his kids. If I was him, I'd just say, I'm out of here.
Hmm. Cliff Kincaid with the Accuracy and Media Center. And I want to ask you about how the press is getting set to cover upcoming President Trump. But at this point, he basically seems to tweet, and then the press covers his tweets. Is this going to be a pattern, you think?
I think so. I think he's already proved through his victory that he can go over the heads of the media, just like Ronald Reagan did, although Reagan, of course, didn't have access to Twitter.
Now, how's that going to work? So we're just going to be, the tweets are going to be our connection to President Trump? Is that it?
Well, I think what he's going to do is what Obama did by bringing in selected groups of journalists. And I'm hoping, we're pressing at Accuracy and Media, that they will change the White House press briefing. There's no need for those daily things. Mm-hmm. And instead, maybe have it more regularly scheduled, say, every week or so. And then don't reserve all these front row seats for the liberal big media. Bring in some conservatives. Bring in conservative bloggers. Look, we're thinking at AIM of applying for a White House press pass. Why not?
Okay, but in the front, do you think the networks should still be in the front row there?
No, not at all. They're losing their audience. They're losing their viewers. The big liberal papers like the Washington Post just went through a big embarrassment over this hacking story. They're being kept afloat by the Amazon billionaire. Yeah. These people, these organizations are losing their audience. And look, let's open it up to things like Breitbart, Accuracy and Media. Maybe even the Drudge Report might want to see.
Well, that'd be something. Do you think Megyn Kelly will be a success over at NBC?
I think there'll be some novelty associated with it. And let's face it, Donald Trump really made her into a star with that back and forth and the conflicts. And, you know, she has that reputation now that she stood up to Donald Trump. And then she was poor Megyn sexually harassed by Roger Ailes. Now she's leaving. So, for the first year, I think she's going to have a big breakthrough and get a lot of eyeballs and probably wear less and less clothes.
I'm curious, what do you think Roger Ailes, what's his legacy at this point?
Well, it looks bad. I mean, personally, he hasn't settled any of these suits. Instead, Fox News has done so, but I hesitate to say whether smoke there's fire, but on the other hand, we know in the past that sometimes these allegations are made and they go up in smoke.
Cliff Kincaid, director of the Accuracy and Media Center. Find him online at aim.org. Cliff Kincaid, right here on WILS. Cliff, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Michael.
629, 1320 WILS. When we come back, we'll get to the bottom of what happened in the U.S. Congress. The House today curbing its effort to basically take down this independent nonpartisan ethics board. This after there was a backlash over the attempt. Even Donald Trump tweeting out and criticizing Republican House members for trying to take down this ethics board, although he did say that it's known to be unfair in his view. So we'll find out exactly what the consequences of that could be. Also, Ford deciding not to build a new plant in Mexico. That is huge news coming out today, saying partly the decision was made partly because of Donald Trump coming to office and his pro-business positions. We'll find out what's ahead for Ford and for Michigan. That is all next right here on 1320 WILS.